This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
A federal court told the Trump administration yesterday to allow an undocumented teenager at a shelter in Brownsville to get an abortion. The federal government, which has custody of the young woman, has been preventing her from getting the procedure. The case has garnered a lot of national attention. But as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, advocates have been watching the situation for months.
One of those advocates is a lawyer named Susan Hayes. She works with a group called Jane's Due Process, helping minors seeking abortions navigate a complicated legal system. Hayes says this particular story starts in March of this year with an undocumented 17-year-old at a shelter in Texas.
Friday afternoon, she goes to a clinic. She was early enough to have medication abortion, so she gets pill number one on Friday. And the shelter workers took her back to the shelter with the second pill and instructions to complete the doctor's orders.
Then, Hayes says, around 5 p.m. that day, the shelter gets a phone call from someone at ORR. That's the Office of Refugee Resettlement. It's the federal agency that takes custody of unaccompanied minors who enter the U.S. without documentation. Hayes says the person calling claimed to be a doctor at ORR.
Asking questions about a specific patient, which they, of course, weren't at liberty to share, and asking questions about medication abortion.
According to court documents containing ORR emails, officials told the shelter not to give the young woman the second pill, the one that would complete the abortion. Here's Hayes again.
That's extremely dangerous because a woman can become septic from leftover tissue in her uterus, and sepsis can kill you.
The acting director of ORR at the time, a man named Ken Toda, wrote a memo on March 4th. This memo, by the way, is also included in court documents. Toda's memo said, one, that the shelter should not give the young woman the second pill. And two, he directed the shelter to take the young woman to the emergency room at a local hospital. He said it is in order to, quote, determine the health status of the unaccompanied child and her unborn child. If steps can be taken to preserve the life of the unaccompanied child, the memo continues, those steps should be taken. Hayes says that on Sunday, the shelter took her to the hospital and subjected her to a gynecological exam.
That was not a necessary medical examination. It was not one she could have possibly consented to because she wasn't told the purpose. A medical exam without consent is assault. A gynecological medical exam without consent is rape. And the federal government did that to that Jane.
Jane, by the way, is the legal name given to minors in these situations. And then there's the big item in the March 4th memo. Hayes says that's where she found what was standing between this young girl and that second pill, a new policy.
This double top secret internal policy that only the ORR director himself can approve abortion care. And that is not only not the law, not the real policy, it violates a whole list of existing laws and rules, including constitutional laws.
According to Hayes and court documents, that minor finally got that second pill. But Hayes says the issue of this new internal policy at the Office of Refugee Resettlement remains a big problem. That's why last week a federal court heard a case about a similar thing happening to another 17-year-old woman seeking an abortion in a shelter in Texas. During a hearing in D.C., an attorney representing ORR, a woman named Catherine Dorsey, said the government isn't denying that these women have a constitutional right to an abortion.
We're saying that even if she has a constitutional right to abortion, this what's happening here is the government's refusal to facilitate, and that is not an undue burden.
Also in court documents are some emails from Scott Lloyd, who is now the director of ORR. In those emails, Lloyd directs these shelters contracted by the federal government to provide services to these unaccompanied children to send any young girl interested in an abortion to receive, quote, life-affirming options counseling. In some cases, that included sending these women to what are called crisis pregnancy centers. CPCs are mostly religious organizations that seek to encourage women to continue a pregnancy. Scott Lloyd, by the way, has a background in private practice as an attorney. According to the ORR staff bio, Lloyd was previously an attorney for the Knights of Columbus. That's a Catholic fraternal organization. Hayes says she thinks religious beliefs are becoming policy at ORR. And she says Trump administration officials are creating these policies without following the proper process, which includes public comment, among other things. And Hayes says this policy is likely forcing a lot of young women to continue a pregnancy they didn't want to.
ACLU believes there are hundreds of pregnant UAMs in custody at any given time.
That's unaccompanied minors.
Hundreds. How many do we think have had abortions this year with Scott Lloyd running that office? Zero.
I asked ORR if they have that number. They declined to comment. Instead, they sent a statement from the Administration for Children and Families and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the umbrella agencies for ORR. Here's the statement. For however much time we are given, the Office of Refugee Resettlement and HHS will protect the well-being of this minor and all children and their babies in our facilities, and we will defend human dignity for all in our care, end quote. The ACLU and others filed a lawsuit in federal court last week asking the court to put a stop to these new policies. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.